CliffCentral.com.
So I was reading this thing from Save South Africa. And apparently Nkosi Kubayi is going to be put into energy because they want to ramp through the nuclear deal that will enrich Zuma, his family, and his cronies, and leave South Africa with horrendous debt for decades. She was one of the architects of the whitewash of the Nkandla report in Parliament. Isn't that nice to know? The opportunist Fikile Mbalula as Minister of Police because they want to continue abusing the criminal justice system to protect their henchmen and hunt down their opponents. And he's perfect for that. Transport because the Guptas need a captured airport to facilitate their money laundering and funnel funds offshore. And protect the Prasa looters. That's why they've got those three. And those are the only three cabinet posts aside from moving Malusi Gigaba into Treasury so they can get the keys to the safe. And then it's the end game. So this is what's happening. Okay? Let's be very realistic. Let's be sober about it. Let's be sensible about it. This is not, and I'm not getting hysterical, because I don't think that dictatorship arrives one day. Hello, I'm here. It doesn't just knock on your door and say, it's time now.
No.
You've gone from being a democracy to being a dictatorship. It's a process.
It is a process.
And what starts to happen is, first of all, the president takes out all the intellectuals in the ANC. Anyone who has a brain, anyone who thinks for themselves, and anyone who stands up for an opinion, a point of view different to his. You remember, there used to be people who would argue, people like Trevor Manuel. Even under Thabo Mbeki, who was a centrist, there were people who disagreed and agreed with him. And he tolerated that. In fact, he probably encouraged it at some level. Then the intellectuals are gone. So the party is now too stupid to argue with you. Then you go after the media. First of all, you allow your friends to start their own media businesses, which you give government deals to so they can stay alive and generate some profit for that family. And ANN7 and the New Age come along. Then you strip all credibility away from the mainstream media by saying that they're the real opposition party, which is precisely what happened. It's got to be all these. But in the meantime, while you're saying that about them, you also undermine them from within by putting people and institutions in place that erode their actual editorial credibility. So you get rid of journalists and you damage the credibility and the reputation of people who have said interesting and powerful and important things for the longest time. So now you've got not so independent newspapers. You've got Avusa, which is a front. You've got ENCA, which is a joke. And you've got Prime Media, which is effectively run by one of the trade unions.
So what you're saying is that none of them can actually be trusted.
The SABC long ago lost its ability to guide anyone but the very stupid. Right. And because of our pathetic system of education, you've got a bunch of unemployed, unintelligible, unemployable people in South Africa who will believe anything that the president or the Guptas or Gupta media tells them. So you've now stunted the capacity of ordinary South Africans to think for themselves. And those who do, you can just write off as part of being either white monopoly capital or in alliance with white monopoly capital. You know, people who, black people, brave black people who've stood up and said this is nonsense. You just say, oh, well, they're being paid by the whites. Because if you could drive people into black and white, that's the best way to get them to fear each other and to trust you as the president. Because you're going to save these people from, you know, evil capitalists and the Western world who are trying to plot against you. It's Robert Mugabe 101. You don't have to be smart to figure this out. So you then go after the courts, which he's tried, but it hasn't worked so well. And it will work eventually because they can't. They're the only institution that can still win. I mean, Parliament's a joke. Parliament's a joke. We watched the opening to see how much chaos can be caused by the EFF. We don't stop and realize that every time a serious motion is brought, there isn't enough on the opposition sides to actually carry it through. Because the ANC just sit there as a block and The president has put all his cronies into that parliament to just keep him going. You've seen what happens. They all sat there watching his State of the Nation speech. Just them. The whole of parliament was just the ANC, the State of the Nation. No one else could care less. They were outside. He's got complete control of the state security apparatus. So whatever our army's worth, and I mean, you know, a group of 5,000 mercenaries could probably beat our army, but we don't have 5,000 mercenaries. So the security apparatus belongs to him. You go after minorities. You manufacture a crisis, like they did with Eskom, like they did with Sasa. They manufacture these are self-made crises, because if you threaten 17 million people with not getting their grant money, those people will be willing to do anything they have to do to get that grant money, and they'll be willing to go along with any plan to get that grant money, even if it means billions and billions of tax money are misdirected. And then you call a big meeting and you get rid of all the remaining enemies, which is precisely what happened last night. So guess what's next? You know what happens in the dictator game? Next, they start to suspend you in your civil liberties.
You're right.
They start to curtail freedom of speech. And they come after your money and they come after your freedom. This is what you voted for. CliffCentral.com